Don't be trying to get smart, brown boy, okay? Don't make me take a train.
Yeah, judging by this last week, you've already taken several trains.
It's only one card at a time, though.
Well, I'll feel better knowing that you never do double penetration.
No.
Just one at a time.
How uncomfortable is double penetration?
I wouldn't know because I've never done it.
How does that really work? Like, I can see it in a woman because there's like a vagina and a butt, but two dicks and a butt. That's like weird to me.
Well, I imagine if you can get a fist.
We should ask Big Fatty on this subject.
If you can get a fist in an ass, then you can get two dicks in an ass.
I guess so. We'll ask Big Fatty. I'm sure he's participated. Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I'll feel better knowing that you'd never do double penetration.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode... Dad Gussie, this is episode 700 of the BFO for Friday, the 8th of October, 2010. Y'all, I have got a list today, and guess what else I've got? Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Huh? Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope you're Friday. Is going well, y'all. I gotta tell you, y'all, I'm recording this much later than normal on Thursday. I know you're that. No, Big Freddy, I thought you did it live, but no, I do record the evening before, but y'all, nobody gives a shit. But y'all, I gotta tell you, this is one of the big, impotent weekends at the coal mine. And y'all, my feet hurt already. My feet hurt. And y'all, when Big Fatty's feet hurt, it's just not good. It's not good. Although, y'all, I will say, I have had a glass of wine. So, I am slightly lubricated. Ah, Big Fatty. But y'all, I gotta tell you, I'm just gonna go ahead and tell you right now, I have no idea if there will be an LFC. Later tonight, you're going to have to ask Mr. Larry H. Vader. That's
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Y'all, you're just going to have to ask him yourself if there's an LFC tonight. Because right now, I am too pooped to pop. Oh, Big Freddy, if you weren't so tired, that would probably be vulgar. But y'all, before we go any further, I'd like to address... the beginning of today's little show, when we heard the Ginger Bro and the Albino, y'all, they were talking about the double penetration. And, y'all, I don't understand why Big Ricky doesn't understand how double penetration works. Y'all, it is two big old penises in one butt. I mean, that's all there is to it. That's just all there is to it. And I know you're thinking, oh, well, Big Fatty, well, is this an ask, Big Fatty? Oh, Big Fatty, could you please tell us about the double, y'all, is it an ask, Big Fatty?
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It is time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, clearly the question was raised during the open of today's show about how does the double penetration work? Well, y'all, it's two penises. It is two penises in one butthole. And y'all, for it to work, and y'all, I have seen video evidence of this, but to have it work, you've got to have a very talented butthole. And you've got to have at least one of the penises to be extremely long. It doesn't have to be girthy, but it has to be extremely long. And then the other one has to slide in there with it. And y'all, it requires a great deal of lubrication. Now, y'all, I know some of you are going to vomit. But Big Fatty has experienced this one time. But only one time. And y'all, it was within the last 6 months. And I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it actually happened. But I was not the bottom. Big Freddy, you are vulgar. But Big Freddy, I can't believe you're telling this. Clearly you got some wine in you. But y'all, it was indeed a very talented bottom. And y'all, he wanted it. So, and he had... two folks that were willing to give it the old college try, and y'all, he got more than the college try. He got the double penetration. Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, I had no idea I was going to tell that story when I first started today's little show. But y'all, one thing I did expect to do was to do this final scratch-off, because y'all, you know we're doing the DC scratch-offs this week. And y'all, we've had five cards, and y'all, we've already run $12 on them. But y'all, today is the last one. It is the Roulette Riches. We can win up to... y'all, that is the... that is the Moroccan poke and the Fingolin roasted potatoes and a garden salad and y'all apple pie with a cinnamon whipped cream topping. Ah, pretty delicious. And wine. But y'all, the Roulette Riches says match any of your numbers to the wheel number and win the prize shown for that number. Get a double zero symbol and win double the prize shown. All right, well, y'all, let's see what the wheel number is. The wheel number is number 8. All right. And y'all, we've got 1, 2, 3. We've got four numbers that we scratch around. And y'all, the first number of ours that we're going to scratch around is number 9. Oh, not a winner. And then the second number we're going to scratch is a number 6. Oh, not a winner, Big Freddy. And the third number is number 2. Oh, Big Freddy, number 2. Did you have fiber? And the fourth one is a number 5. So not a winner on that one, Big Freddy. But y'all, $12 on $5 worth of DC lottery tickets. I would say that is quite successful. And I'll need to get those back in the United States Postal Service to the patron saint. I gotta get Miss Kathy Bacon hers back. And Peter G. I've got some to get back to Peter G out there in the Oaklands also, y'all. So anyway. But now, y'all, as I told you at the beginning of today's little show, you hear that? Can you hear that? Huh? Can you hear that? Y'all, I went to the Publix on Wednesday night after I recorded the Thursday show. Y'all, it's been a while since I'd been there. And y'all, as I was going in the door, they were running a special. If you bought the national brand, then you got the Publix brand for free. So, y'all, I ended up buying... I ended up buying a four sleeve of the premium saltine crackers, and let me just see how much they were. They were the let's see here, where are they on here, Big Freddy? Where are they? Nabisco premium saltines, y'all. They were $2.69, and y'all, I got the faux sleeve of Publix saltine crackers, a regular $1.69 for free, y'all, for free. And y'all, I have been I have been having cravings for the saltine crackers and butter. You know, I love some of the simple things in life, and saltine crackers, a saltine cracker with just a sliver of the real butter, salted butter on it. Y'all, it just don't get no better than that. Maybe a little peanut butter on it every once in a while, and some Coca-Cola, and y'all, oh, it's just lovely. Lovely! But so I got that, y'all, before I ever got in the door of the stove. And y'all, the penny coupon was the Publix coffee, which I don't use, y'all, but I'm gonna put it in the bin for the Debbie's kids for the Christmas. And so they'll have some coffee. And but y'all, I spent $29.47. And a save $13.16. So that's not too bad, y'all. I would say that's pretty good, Big Patty. That's about a third. And y'all, I even got me a bottle of wine. Y'all, I felt like I needed a little bottle of wine. Plus, it was on sale for $2 off. So, you know, I figured, yes, Big Patty, why don't you go ahead and get it? So, anyway, but I think that's pretty good. And y'all, I haven't done the coupon in a while. And I know Julie is probably worried sick about that. But y'all, I'm worried sick about Julie. I hadn't heard from her. Hadn't heard from her in a month of Sonny's. Perhaps she is involved in a lot of double penetration. Big, funny, vulgar. Y'all, I want to finish this, information. I want to finish this information about the farts, because I started getting into it yesterday, and y'all, it's quite interesting, and it prompted some comments over on the website. Y'all, I believe I told you that farts are indeed flammable, and y'all, would you like to know how fast farts come out of your butt? Oh, Freddy, farts can come blazing out of your ass at 7 miles an hour. Dear Gussie. Y'all, termites produce more methane than cows, and even all man-made polluting machinery, but don't release any other harmful chemicals. Y'all, who knew that? Who knew that? But y'all, termites, it's just all they do is eat and fart. Eat and fart. Y'all, did you know that you cannot suffocate in a chamber full of your own fart? Have you ever been in a chamber of your own fart? Well, you can't suffocate in it. No! Y'all, stealthy flatulence. This says, most farts come from swallowed air, largely nitrogen and CO2, and are relatively odorless. The bubbles from these farts are large and can produce large sounds. Bacteria, fermentation and digestion processes can produce various pungent gases in other farts. The bubbles from these farts tend to be small and smelly and do not produce much sound. Which, y'all, that, you know, it comes back to the old saying, silent but deadly. But, y'all, Big Fatty has big stinky farts, loud stinky farts. Big Fatty! Y'all, did you know that hydrogen sulfide is the compound in farts that makes them stink? Y'all, who knew this? Well, I can think of someone in Walnut Hills that would know this. Did you know that a person can still fart after death? Yes, Big Freddy, yes. Why, they smell like death. Y'all, the nerve endings in your rectal area help distinguish the difference between farts and poop. And y'all, the older you get, the less of a good job those nerve endings do. But sometimes these nerves can get confused when your poop is more fluid than usual and results in things such as muddy butt and shotting. Y'all, who the fuck sent this to me? Beans do, in fact, make you fart more. The human body cannot digest certain polysaccharides, as these carbohydrate structures reach the lower intestine. Bacteria feed on them, producing a lot of flatus. And y'all, some other fatty foods include, y'all, you might want to get, in fact, let me give you some time. Let me just give you some time to go get your pencil so you can make a list of these fatty foods. Okay, y'all, I hope you're ready to write these down because, you know, if you're going over to someone's house that you don't really care for, fill up on these fatty foods because they are beans, cone, bell peppers, cauliflower, cabbage, milk, bread, eggs, beer, raisins, Brussels sprouts, I'm not surprised by that one, lentils, onions, garlic, leeks, oats, yeast, radishes, sweet potatoes, cashews, oh, Miss West, turnips, and rutabagas. Y'all, I'm surprised. I am surprised that Miss Kitty does not fart more than she does. But anyway, y'all, so I'm going to thank George. George sent those to me. But anyway, lovely fun facts about farting. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, Paul has sent me something. And y'all, this is a, for those of you on the My Face, this is a very important warning that he has asked me to please pass along to the listeners of the BFO. Because y'all, I do not use the My Face or the Spacebook. But y'all, I know many of you do. So y'all, I'm going to read this just as written. Paul sent this to me. It says, warning, please read. If someone comes to the front door and asks you to remove your clothing and dance with your arms in the air, do not do this. It is a scam. They only want to see you naked. Please copy and paste to your status. Damn, I wish I had received this yesterday. I feel so foolish now. Poor Paul, he has removed his underpants and danced foolishly for someone. Well, Paul, I hope you have gotten over it. I just hope you have gotten over it. Yes, McFaddy, I am sure he has, oh dear, I see. I am sure he has gotten over it. Now, y'all, I have got a few folks that have requested to follow Big Fatty on the Twitty, and I don't know who they are. And y'all, I'm just gonna have to go over here and see if I can figure out who they are. I'm gonna read their names, and y'all, if it is you, yes, Big Fatty, then y'all, you need to send me a little message so I'll know to approve you. But y'all, I have got Bestri Casanova from the Philippines. Oh, y'all, I have got a furry 4x4 out in the Denver, Colorado. Maybe they're friends with Casey. I don't know. I've got Liz from California. I've got Sophia from the Minneapolis, Macedonia. I've got Rob James. I have got Morgan Valenzuela from Heaven. I have got Mr. Meeble from Paris and Joseph from Australia. Y'all, if that is you, you've got to send Big Fatty a little message. Yes, Big Fatty, because you don't just approve anyone off. No, you do not just approve anyone without good reason. No, Big Fatty, no. So anyway, now y'all, this weekend. It's a special day. It's a special day this Sunday, y'all, because it is 10-10-10. And, y'all, it's the same whether you're in the Northern Hemisphere or the Southern Hemisphere because, you know, they do it by... Oh, dear, I see. They do it the same. They, you know, they switch it all around. But, y'all, it is 10-10-10. And, y'all, that'll never happen again. Not in our lifetimes. And the next time something like that happens will be 11-11-11. But y'all, to celebrate 10-10-10, y'all, I think that we should all do something special together. And y'all, I'll give you a choice, y'all. I'm going to give you a choice. You can either participate in a special supper on Sunday night. Y'all, let's all do breakfast for supper on Sunday night. Or, if you prefer, you might want to just participate in a little double penetration.
I'll feel better knowing that you'd never do double penetration.
Okay, so Julian is going to do breakfast for supper.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.